Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have a return guest joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Those are our favorite kinds.
Is this Tara?
Yes, it is.
From Boston Dance Studios. We talked to you last year, and this is exciting because what are you celebrating? Tell everybody what's going on.
Boston Dance Studios is celebrating our 2-year anniversary this weekend, so super excited about
Woo-hoo!
That.
Did you think you were going to make it? Were there points where you're like, this is not going to work and we're going to have to close the doors?
Absolutely. I would say right before our 1-year mark, I seriously sat my staff down and said, I don't know if I'll be able to do this. I might have to close our doors. And after speaking with a few mentors and other people that I just look up to, I just decided we're just going to keep this going until the wheels fall off. And that's what we've done. And I can't believe we're at 2 years. It feels more like 5, but I'm really grateful.
Can you tell us a bit, for those who might not know, what is Boston Dance Studios and why are you guys so special? And then what sort of things are you doing to celebrate this accomplishment?
For sure. So Boston Dance Studios is a studio based in the West End, right across from TD Garden. We offer up to 17 weekly dance classes in all different styles, genres, and levels. We also offer affordable rentals and pre-professional opportunities for dancers pursuing professional careers. So we are celebrating this weekend. On Saturday, we will be hosting a series of free classes all day, along with a community discussion for members of the community to come together for us to decide what we want our New England dance community to look like. And then the night before on Friday, we're hosting a little mix and mingle, a little cocktail hour for some of our donors and things like that.
Why do you think dance is so important for people to have available in their community, and not just maybe little kids who want to do a class, but for anybody who wants to express themselves?
It's so important to have a safe space to be able to express yourself, to find that sense of belonging and community. Dance is universal. We get so many international students, so no matter what language you speak, we all understand dance and movement. So it's just a really wonderful way to bring everyone together. And of course, from that physical aspect as well, it's always great to be able to move your body.
And I have a quick question unrelated to any of that. Obviously, TikTok has brought dancers to the forefront over the past couple of years. Dancers have become superstars. They have become spokespeople. We're now seeing them, you know, all across every type of media. How is it going to affect you if TikTok goes away, or will it affect you at all?
So we are primarily on Instagram. That's just where we found that a lot of our students try to find us.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, it is really wonderful to see dancers growing in terms of recognition with these social media platforms. Even in the professional realm, you're seeing dancers being recognized way more for the hard work and not just being seen as artists, but as athletes as well. So I definitely appreciate what social media has done for our dance community as well.
Okay, so we've got a 2-year anniversary party happening with Boston Dance Studios. You can find them on Instagram if you go to Boston Dance Studios. Boston Dance Studios. I highly suggest you go follow them. I follow them. I love to see their videos.
And congratulations on 2 years. Starting a small business
Thank
is
you
no
so
small
much.
Feat. Being a woman-owned, being Black-owned, I just, you know, we support you and we love you and we are so proud of what you've done.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it so much.
And I know you're already a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, but...
She's VIP now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, she gets to go in the lounge.
It's like, oh, okay.
I love it.
Yeah, 3 times you get a jacket.
I love it.
Well, it was great to have you back on and you have a great day, Tara.
You too. Thanks, guys.
All bye. Right.
Bye.
We love it. We love a 2-timer.
We love it.
And what she's doing there is so important, bringing dance to the people. And they have all kinds of classes there. I was looking at it yesterday, Dan, because I was thinking, you know, I might like to go move my body a little bit. They have one of those heels classes.
What's a heels class?
You wear high heels and you dance.
How do people not break their ankle?
Well, that's what you learn.
The core strength, Kennedy, I could never.
Well, I have really awful balance. I'm a bit of a clumsy human. And so I figured maybe that would be helpful for my balance.
I can't dance in sneakers. I don't know how you do it in heels.
And then I just would look sexy walking down the street.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
So as the wildfires continue to just decimate neighborhood after neighborhood in Los Angeles, we're seeing a lot of celebrities step up using their platforms to advocate for families who have lost homes and belongings. Altadena, Malibu, and Pacific Palisades have resulted in 24 deaths and the destruction of roughly 12,300 structures. It is unbelievable. Beyonce, of course, we told you yesterday, pledged $2.5 million through her Baygood Charitable Foundation's Jennifer Garner, who's lived in the Pacific Palisades for 25 years, has joined forces with Chef Jose Andres of the World Central Kitchen. She was out yesterday, I saw in the news, like with a name tag that said Jen, like volunteering.
Right.
That woman is an angel.
She does amazing things in the community all the time.
Angel straight from heaven, I say. Jay Leno has been driving his own fire truck around to feed first responders. A GoFundMe for victims of the fires. GoFundMe has done a great job. They put together everything in a hub. So if you're a family in need, you could go. If you want to help and you don't know how to help, you can help directly a family. You could adopt a family at the GoFundMe hub. They have raised more than $100 million, thanks in part to people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sofia Vergara, the Jonas Brothers, Pink, Kristen Bell, and more. Paris Hilton raised $800,000 in 72 hours. And that wildlife concert I told you about, wildfire relief concert. We talked about this, yeah. I think, yesterday. It's being put together for January 30th, and no acts have been announced yet. But according to TMZ, more than 50 artists and bands have asked to participate. And right now, they are saying there are 24 slots. But they're trying to find ways to accommodate the overwhelming response. It's being dubbed right now Fire Aid. It was first announced as being held in Twit Dome in Inglewood. But now they're saying it's probably going to be at the Forum down the street.
It's incredible how divisive this country is on a normal day and how quickly we as people can galvanize and put all the other things aside and come together in moments of tragedy.
I'm proud of the people who are and the people who aren't, who are keyboard warriors behind the thing saying it's a good thing for LA to burn. It's not okay.
Yeah.
It's just not. Inauguration Day is coming soon. We told you yesterday, Carrie Underwood will be doing America the Beautiful. Lee Greenwood will be there. Well, who else? Billy Ray Cyrus and Kid Rock both playing Trump's victory rally on Sunday.
America.
Which is the day before the inauguration at the Capital One Arena. This is where the Wizards and the Capitals play. Rascal Flatts and Jason Aldean announced they're both performing at the inauguration ball after the swearing-in on Monday. And the Village People will be at multiple events, including an inaugural Eve Ball put on by the conservative group Turning Point USA.
Come on.
Tickets for that one, Dan, are $10,000 a pop.
Wow, that's a lot to do the YMCA.
I mean, I got a lot of feelings about this, but, you know, the rep from the Village People, I read you his statement yesterday saying, you know, this isn't the guy we voted for, but this office is important, and to be part of this day is important. And I really appreciate that messaging.
Yeah. I also think the Village People haven't made headlines in a long time, so they're jumping on it.
Whatever works. And Taylor Swift is celebrating becoming a billionaire by expanding her $17 million Rhode Island mansion. Contractors are planning on building an addition onto the oceanfront home in the Westerly's Watch Hill neighborhood, according to a building permit attained by the Providence Journal yesterday. The new wing will feature another bedroom, more bathrooms, and the kitchen is getting a makeover. The new bedroom will be 16 by 24 feet. Not specified how many bathrooms will be put in. This, they're saying, should cost her a cool $1.7 million.
Does your palatial estate need another bathroom?
Mine does. I only have one and a half.
Yeah, my one-bedroom apartment could use one, but I feel like Taylor Swift has a lot of room.
So right now it's an eight-bedroom, 10-bathroom, situated on 5.23 acres, featuring gardens, patio, swimming pool. It has eight fireplaces, Dan.
That one crazy stalker who tries to climb the fence like once a week.
And you know, when she bought it in 2013, she paid in cash.
I wonder what that's like.
So you build that house because you know what I think? I think she's going to, hopefully, that they're going to settle down, start family, and you need a cool vacation house where all the families can come together and there's room for everybody, and that's that.
She
so
paid
you do
cash
you,
for
sis.
That?
That's the
you
best.
You think she just rolled up with a duffel bag full of money that had like 1989 written on it?
I wish and I hope she did, and she took a picture of it too. You go, girl.
I can't imagine.
And that is what I've got, Dan.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jackie from Halifax.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How about you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to talk to you. We love you in the morning.
We love you.
So, Kennedy, Jackie is not alone. She's driving into work with her friend Ashley. So,
oh, hey,
tag
Ashley.
Team, back again.
That's right. That's right.
Can you ladies please kick Kennedy out of the studio? We'll get this thing started.
Kennedy, can you leave the studio?
There she
sure
is.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Starting to wonder if Ashley was real.
Here I am.
All right. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We give you $100, which is a great way to start your day. Her record on the big board, 5,908 wins, only 432 losses, but she did lose yesterday, so it is possible.
Ooh. Ooh, all right.
Are you ladies ready?
We're ready.
Question one. Squid Game 2, is Netflix's third most watched season ever after Squid Game 1 and Wednesday. Which actress plays the title character in Wednesday?
Jenna Ortega.
Question two. 38 years ago today in 1987, Ray Bolger, who played the Scarecrow in Wizard of Oz, died of cancer at 83. What did the Scarecrow want from the wizard in the movie?
A brain.
And it's not the best timing, but Jessica Simpson is trying to sell her L.A. area home for $17.9 million. There's some other stuff going on out there right now.
Yeah,
She and her husband, Eric Johnson, just announced this week that they're separated. That's why she's doing it. What is the name of Jessica Simpson's younger sister, who is also a singer?
Ashley.
And question number four. Blake Shelton is impressed by how hard Post Malone can party. He was being interviewed by CMT and said, quote, I used to think I could go pretty hard back in the day, but nobody I've ever seen has anything on Post Malone. Is Post Malone over or under 30?
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Over.
I'd say over.
Yeah.
All right. And question number five. Kate Middleton's cancer is in remission. What is Kate Middleton's official royal title?
The Duchess of York.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
So you guys are carpooling into work together. Where do you guys work?
We work at TJX. We're in the corporate office, so.
Oh, we love it.
So you don't have to deal with all the crazies in retail in the holiday season then?
No, thank God.
Yeah, no.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi, how'd we do?
Jackie and Ashley got 3 out of 5
all
correct.
All right, well done, my friends.
Are you ready?
I am.
Squid Game 2 is Netflix's third most watched season ever after Squid Game 1 and Wednesday. Which actress plays the title character in Wednesday?
Jenna Ortega.
That is correct. 1-1. Excuse me. 38 years ago today, in 1987, Ray Bolger, a.k.a. the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, died from cancer at 83. What did the Scarecrow want from the wizard?
A brain.
If I only had a brain. 2-2. It's not the best timing, but Jessica Simpson is trying to sell her L.A. area home for $17.9 million. That's a bad look. Maybe wait that out.
You think?
She and her husband, Eric Johnson, just announced this week that they're separated, which is why she's doing it. What is the name of Jessica's younger sister, who is also a singer?
Ashley.
She did that little Irish jig off the stage at SNL when she got caught lip-syncing.
It happens.
3-3. Question number 4. Blake Shelton is impressed by how hard Post Malone can party. He was being interviewed by CMT and said, "I used to think I could go pretty hard, but I've never seen anyone that can hold a candle to Post Malone." It's what you want to be known for.
Mom must be so proud.
Is Post Malone over or under 30 years old?
He looks like he's 80, so he's got to be under 30.
He is 29.
Good night.
He's actually a July 4th baby, so it's good he switched to country, because America. 4-3, and question number 5. Kate Middleton's cancer is officially in remission.
Such good news.
What is Kate Middleton's official royal title?
The Princess of Windsor?
She's the Princess of Wales.
Wales.
Oh, and the crowd goes, "Oh."
Sorry, Kate.
But, Kennedy, you still get the win, 4-3. You've made Jackie and Ashley's car ride into work a little sadder.
No, we had fun, didn't we?
Unfortunately, we can't give you that $100 of Sal's money, but we appreciate you guys so much for calling in and playing with us. Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy?
Awesome. My name is Jackie.
And I'm Ashley.
And we can't beat Kennedy.
Yeah. Mom, mom.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy. Carson is out today. And if y'all were listening on Monday, we'd all kind of had bad weekends. You know, something had gone wrong over the whatever. And we were playing a little round of bad weekend poker. Who had the worst hand, right?
But it was crappy stuff, but all still kind of trivial stuff in the grand scheme.
Correct. However, we then received a text message from someone who would like to remain anonymous. And so we shall respect that regarding their bad weekend. And well, we didn't even feel that it was fair for them to play in the game because no one else would have a shot. So why don't you tell us what happened?
So, yeah, I mean, this guy and I had been seeing each other since end of August. We'd been friends for years, though. And he just finally said at that point, you know, "I don't picture my future without you. And I think we should be together," which was awesome. And, you know, about that time, he actually had a job interview in another state, I'd say about 6 states away. And he's been looking for a job for like a year and a half. And he had other options that had popped up that he apparently didn't get. And every now and then he'd still say, "I think I may need to take that job in the other state." Come to last week, and he texts me on Thursday and says, "Can I see you today?" And I was like, "Is something wrong?" And he's like, "Yeah, I need to go to this other state for this job. I start on Monday and I'm leaving Saturday."
He told you Thursday that he was leaving the state?
Thursday that he was moving to another state for at least a year and a half on Saturday.
And in anywhere in this conversation, did he say, "I want you to come with," or was it just deuces?
I have kids.
Mm.
So it's a little bit more entangled than that. They're in high school, and I couldn't move them away from their father, but I don't want to be away from them, that sort of thing. And he knew that.
How mad are you? Because I'm real mad.
I'm so angry. I haven't even had like a chance to cry. It's been a week and a half, and I like honestly, I'm just so mad at him. And even when he said, "I want to see you tonight," I'm like, "Let's have dinner." I got out of work. I texted him again. About 8:30, I left the house and went to eat because I was starving. And he showed up at 11 p.m.
How long do you think he has been sitting on this news that he was moving?
I'd say probably at least a couple of weeks because he had a box truck all rented and ready to go.
Okay,
what a coward.
So much.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so much to unpack. And I understand what you're saying, that you haven't even taken the time to cry yet, because things like this can hit you like a Mack truck and you still have to keep moving forward. You have kids you have to care for. You have yourself you have to care for. You have to keep moving forward. But as you process these emotions, my dear, and you will, please know this has nothing to do with you. and everything to do with him. And I realize that is a hard thing to accept and understand. And we look to ourselves and say, what did I do wrong? I'm going to tell you right now, you didn't do one damn thing wrong. He's the one that's wrong and a coward. And I would love to swear at him very badly right now, but I can't. I'll lose my job. But I love you so much, I would.
Well, thank you. You guys are my companions every morning, so I do appreciate that. Thank you.
And if you want to give me his mailing address where he ends up, I might just send him packages filled with glitter.
We might accidentally leak that on the radio.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, honey, I am so sorry as someone who has been broken up with on many a text.
Oh, we haven't had that conversation yet as to whether or not we're going to work it out long distance or we're broken up.
Oh, are you considering staying for the year and a half?
Don't make me come through the phone.
No, I'm not considering it. It's just he hasn't even brought it up.
Well, nor is he going to, because he believes that he's already done his work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I was working and he's just like, yeah, I'm leaving in 2 days. And the next day, my boss is like, why are you here if that's going on in your life? And I'm like, I got to work.
Oh, we love a good boss.
Well, I guess you win bad weekend poker.
Thank you.
Again, we're here. If you need us, if you just need a laugh, you call anytime and we'll be here.
Well, thank you.
If you just want to curse out your ex, we'll give you some time.
Yeah, when you're ready, when you're ready for that one, or when you're ready for the anger stage, we're here.
I'm in the anger stage. I have trouble showing my anger, so.
Well, punching bags are real good.
Yeah.
Pillows,
yeah,
if you don't have them.
I've been at the gym a lot.
I scream into pillows a lot. Well, we love you, and we're thinking of you, and if you need us, we're here, okay?
Thank you, Kennedy.
All right,
thank
babe.
You, Dan.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Snake.
There's ways to handle difficult life situations and breakups like an adult, and then there's ways to handle it like a douche canoe.
So here's what I'll say is we could sit here all day and talk about being an adult, but I don't want to. So ladies.
It's not my strong suit, Kennedy.
Ladies, if you're out there, let's make our girl feel better. Call in 617-655-1234. Let us know how you got broke up with. I'll share mine, although you've heard them all. From the text lines, however, my sisters have arrived. From the 774, Kennedy, ladies, I am available to hold your hoops. And from the 774, we ride at dawn! 617-655-1234. Carson and Kennedy, Mix 1041. Carson is out today. We just took a phone call from a gal who, after we played Bad Weekend Poker, we had gotten a text from her saying that she could probably win Bad Weekend Poker.
And she had a royal
when
flush.
When I tell you she had a royal flush with woof, woof.
It's not the game you want to win, but
and
she sure did.
If you missed it, basically what had happened was is she'd been dating this guy for a long time. They'd been friends for even longer. He was interviewing for jobs, came to her on a Thursday and said, oh, by the way, I'm moving to a state many states away on Friday. He had already hired the box truck before he told her.
That's how he broke up with her.
We ride at dawn. So we wanted to know your stories so that she could feel at least a little bit better about her goings-ons. Because, you know, it's when we share in our misery together that it goes that way. So, Heather from Tingsboro, how are you, dear?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Give us one. Make her feel better.
Oh, my God. Like, I've gotten it all. I've gotten, you know, it's not you, it's me. It's, you know, I've been cheated on. But that guy, he is the epitome of it's not you, it's me. Like, he is clearly the problem here. And that girl, we are behind you. It is not you. He's got some serious issues he needs to deal with. And he's a coward, if I've ever heard of one. I was appalled when I got in the car this morning and heard this story.
Thank you,
for her.
Thank you.
And
appalled.
He very clearly does not care about her at all.
No.
I bet you in some deep, dark place he does. But it was just easier this way. You know?
And I think I was even more upset that she has kids and he did this. Like, that's even worse because, you know, he's got to have a relationship with kids. Like, that's just wrong in so many levels. Rude.
Well,
rude.
Thank you, Heather.
Horrible.
I appreciate you so much.
Yes. All right. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. You guys. Bye.
Kendra from Londonderry. What do you have to say to our girl?
I don't have a great breakup story, but I have a great suggestion. Allowed to say what they're called?
Yep.
Yeah, you're good.
It's not a
Yes, you can.
Okay. So Amazon has Dammit dolls that you can buy. I buy them for all of my managers for when they can't hit their employees, and it works just as good for ex-boyfriends as well, too.
I am looking at it right now. They're just like kind of little stuffed dolls with yarn for hair, and I suppose you could just throw it across the room if you're feeling mad.
How often do your managers want to hit their employees?
Hey, now. Judge free zone.
You know.
Enough that they need dolls.
Yeah. Exactly. Or their clients as well, too. It could go for either way. So, you know.
Good advice.
So well, thank you, Kendra. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. Good luck to her. She'll find something better.
You're not wrong. All right. Kathy from Stoughton. What you got, girl?
Oh, I'm here. Where do we got to go? That's poor girl. That's awful.
I know you had a specific quote that you wanted to give us, and we're here for it.
Oh, my goodness. It's the one from the town. It says, you know, she needs our help. If you can't tell us what it is, you're not going to be able to ask me about it later, and we're going to hurt some people. So whose car are we going to take? Let's go.
If your first thought is a quote from the town, someone has hurt you.
That's how my sisters do it. That's how we do it. That is how we do it.
I love that.
And finally, this morning, someone who would like to remain anonymous. Same thing happened to you. Get out of here.
Same exact thing happened to me. I was dating a guy for, I think it was about 8 months, and he was laid off. He was looking for a job for a while. We kind of talked about what that would look like for us. And then he sent me a text message, said he accepted a job down south. He was leaving in a week, and then that was it. I never saw him again.
It's okay to have hard conversations. You'll get through it. It'll happen.
Right.
If it's not going to work out, it's not going to work out. And that's okay. But running away like a child with a tail between your legs just makes you look like a jerk.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Thank you.
But you're stronger now, right?
I absolutely am. He did me a favor.
Indeed. We ride at dawn. Thank you, sister.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I appreciate you being here for us this morning. Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson is out today, so Dan will take the helm from here on out.
Got to work on my announcer voice for Can't Beat Kennedy. Ladies and gentlemen.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say what's up to Eliza from Wellesley.
Hi, Eliza.
Hi, good morning.
Every time I hear that name, all I can think of is Lin-Manuel Miranda going, Eliza!
Exactly.
And Eliza's not alone. She is taking her kids to school. She's with Louisa and Hannah. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
How old are you guys?
I'm 10 and I'm 7.
All right. The game's all year.
She's 7.
Can you all kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win $100. Her record on the big board, 5,909 wins, only 432 losses. She's pretty good. Are you ready?
We are ready.
16 years ago today, in 2009, U.S. Airways pilot Sully Sullenberger safely landed a jet disabled by a bird strike in the Hudson River. Who played Sully in the movie?
Tom Hanks.
Question 2. More than 100 medalists in the Paris Olympics say their medals are already deteriorating, but they're going to get replacements. The United States had the most overall medals at the Summer Olympics, but were tied for first in gold medals with which other country?
China.
You have smart kids.
I do.
Question 3. Pitbull turns 44 today. Can you name this hit Pitbull song? Oh, that's the loser horn. That's not a Pitbull song. Let's try this one.
Not working hard. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive. I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo. That's tonight. Right.
We do everything tonight.
And question 4. Now that Hoda Kotb doesn't work mornings anymore, she can drop her kids off at school, just like you're doing right now. She posted an adorable photo to Instagram doing just that. Which show did Hoda Kotb retire from last Friday?
The Today Show.
The what?
The Today Show.
And question 5.
All right. Later today.
Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, and Hozier will headline the Governor's Ball in New York City this summer. Hozier had his first number one song in 2024. What is that song called?
Take Me to Church.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What grade are you in, Louisa and Hannah?
I'm in fourth grade. I'm in
fourth grade. Fourth grade. I remember my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Fourth Evans.
And second grade.
She hated me, Kennedy.
I doubt.
No, Miss Evans hated me. She probably still does. Welcome back.
Thank you. How'd we do?
Eliza, Louisa, and Hannah got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend.
Okay.
Question 1, Kennedy.
All right.
16 years ago today in 2009, U.S. Airways pilot Sully Sullenberger safely landed a jet disabled by a bird strike in the Hudson River. Who played Sully in the movie?
Tom Hanks.
1-1. More than 100 medalists at the Paris Olympics say their medals are deteriorating already, but they'll get replacements. The United States had the most overall medals at the Games, but were tied for first in golds with which other country?
China.
2-2. Pitbull turns 44 today. Oh. Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305.
Oh.
Can you name this hit Pitbull song?
Me not working hard.
Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's right.
All I can think of is tonight. There might not be tomorrow. I don't know. Tonight.
Give me everything.
Ah.
2-2 going into question number 4. Now that Hoda Kotb doesn't work mornings anymore, she can drop her kids off at school. And she posted an adorable photo on Instagram doing just that.
Aww.
Which show did Hoda retire from on Friday?
The Today Show.
That is correct. The Today Show. 3-3. Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, and Hozier will headline the Governor's Ball in New York City this summer. Hozier just had his first number one song in 2024. What's it called?
Too Sweet.
Too Sweet is correct. 4-3.
Ooh, close one.
Congratulations, Kennedy. You get the win.
Congrats.
Eliza, Louisa, Hannah, you guys did awesome. Thank you for playing.
Thank you for having us.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
We are Eliza, Louisa, and Hannah from Wellesley, Massachusetts, and we can't beat Kennedy.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy. Carson out today, not feeling great. So it's me and Dan. And Dan told us a story off the air yesterday that I thought we would discuss here today.
That's
and
what I get for telling stories off the air.
And that, well, where else are you going to tell it? And that has to do with going to restaurants and stealing stuff. And by that, I mean, you know, a cute glass, a fun fork, or whatever the case might be. We've all been there. We all did it. I mean, I did it when I was young and couldn't afford anything else. But here we are. Dan,
I did it for the love of the game.
For the... Please tell us the story as to why you felt you needed this item and how you got it out of the store.
So the tale happened over the weekend, Kennedy, in a restaurant that will remain nameless because I'm going to keep going there.
Okay.
I was out to dinner with my girlfriend at another party, who will also remain nameless because they were, and I made them an accomplice, even though they didn't really want to.
Dan.
So we're out, we're ordering, and we order our drinks, and they come out, and my drink comes out. In this awesome glass.
Yeah.
It has the Celtics logo. It has Boston as Banner City. It has every single championship that we won. It has this cool other section about, like, it's a cool quote about the Celtics.
Yeah.
The whole thing. It's a cool glass.
Sure.
And the whole time I'm drinking my drink and I'm having the conversation at the table, but I'm staring at the glass and I'm kind of just turning it and I'm like, they probably don't need this. They have a lot of them. People break glasses. There's a spillage.
There is spillage.
And then they see me looking at it. They're like, do you want to take that glass? And I honestly...
Who's they? The people you're with or the waitress?
No, yeah, yes.
The
people I am with.
Okay.
And because I'm just staring at the glass. They're like, do you want to take that? And I go, I'm thinking about it. It's been a long time since I've taken anything from a restaurant.
Right.
But maybe I'm going to go back to my old ways at 35 and steal something from a restaurant. And at the end of the meal, after pondering, does this make me a jerk or not? I decide I don't care because the glass is cool.
Okay.
And we wait because we're right at the hostess stand. We wait for the hostess to leave. We wait till our server's way over the end. And I just take the glass and go, put this in your purse. Whoever had the biggest purse, I threw it to them. They threw the goods in their bag. We paid the bill. We tipped well and we left. And then in the parking lot, she took it out. We did like a drug deal in the parking lot for this glass. Discreetly.
Did you not like maybe Google it and see if it was available and something you could purchase?
Why
or?
Would I do that? It's right in front of me.
Because it's not yours?
It is now.
617-655.
It's a cool, I'll show you a picture. I took a couple.
1234 from the 401, Dan. My drinks almost always come in a souvenir glass. My husband says I have a problem.
And that's what I was thinking. I was like, am I a jerk for doing this? Or, you know, am I Robin Hood? I'm stealing from the rich. That place was packed. They're fine. And I'm giving to the poor. It just so happens to be the poor as me this time.
All right. 617-655-1234. As grown-ups, are we still stealing from restaurants? All right. We've got David on the phone. And do you steal from restaurants as a grown man, David?
Yes, I do.
And what do you take?
I have a collection of over 200 martini glasses.
200?
Over 200.
Wow, your fingers are extra sticky, David.
Yeah.
How does this happen?
You know, I traveled for my career, and as I went to restaurant, they always had unusual martini glasses. So what I did was, with the waiter, I'd say, look, I collect martini glasses. Would you mind if I take this? And they'd slip it into the bag for me. Sometimes they would say, well, you know, we had to buy these. It's a $15 charge. So it's like, what the heck? You know, the company's paying for it.
So in other words, you don't steal martini glasses.
Not all.
You procure
them.
I ask. All right.
Yeah. I procure them. That's for a good word.
All right. Well,
and David, I didn't ask.
Yeah.
Well, David, I can't imagine what your cupboards look like, but I might by one day for one of them, their martini. So thank you very much.
Thanks, David.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Angel.
Angel. Yes.
Do you steal from restaurants as a grown woman?
So I didn't feel like I was stealing, but it's for the greater purpose.
Okay.
I actually am a massage therapist, and there's a technique that my acupuncturist taught me called gua sha.
Yep.
So one night I was in a Chinese restaurant, and it happened to be storming out, and the lights went out, and I was so excited because in order to do gua sha very effectively, you use a Chinese soup spoon. So when the lights went out, I was so excited because I was like, this is the perfect opportunity to get a Chinese soup spoon so I could do the gua sha. So I stole a I stole a spoon, but it was for the greater good because I'm going to use it on people to help them.
Then that makes it all okay, Angel.
I stole for the greater good.
Thank you so much for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
A lot of people are texting in saying I should have just asked them to purchase the glass and it would have been like $5. But where's the rush in that?
From the 978, my 90-year-old grandmother has a set of steak knives that says Outback Steakhouse on them.
If it's good enough for me, Ma, it's good enough for me.
Apparently, you are not alone. 617-655-1234. Let's hear what you took. Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson is out today. We are talking about Dan, who was out at a restaurant with his girlfriend and another accomplice, and he saw a glass, Celtics pint glass type deal.
Pint glass that was awesome.
That needed to be in his collection.
I couldn't go without it.
He got the person with the biggest bag to throw it in there, and off they went.
Yep, my accomplice will remain nameless.
And the rest of you are absolute thieves as well.
I'm not alone. There's a lot of sticky-fingered listeners out there.
617-655-1234. Do you steal from restaurants? All right, Nina. What do you steal as a grown human?
Well, I mean, maybe borrow. Uh-huh. Better.
Well, do you return it?
Okay. I mean, I would.
So what do you take?
So my kids and I started this fun game of finding really eclectic, funky, ugly cloth napkins at restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sneakily borrow them and then incorporate them into our supply of cloth napkins at home.
I love that we're teaching them early.
Yeah. It's a family game. I like it. We're stealing as a family.
Tell me this, Nina. Have you ever gotten caught?
No.
Sorry.
Who's stopping someone at the door for a cloth napkin anyways?
Right. And I'm just like, they need to be washed properly at home. So that's all I'm doing.
All right. Well, thank you, Nina. And we're glad you're raising them upright.
Bye.
Have a good one. And Tracy.
Hi.
Am I to understand all of your cutlery and glassware comes from restaurants?
Not all of it, but a good chunk of it. We have a bunch of beer glasses. You know, they always have a nice little logo or something that we like.
That's what
and
happened to
we
me.
Have...
The logo got me.
I think that's how you get started, and then you start seeing who has the biggest purse that you can throw it in.
And you don't feel bad
and
at
we
all.
Have a... No, I mean, I think they get it all for free, right?
don't shame our listeners, Kennedy.
Okay, I won't. Well, Tracy.
I know.
Thank you for calling, Tracy. Have a good day.
Hey, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Mix. Who is this?
Caitlin.
All right, Caitlin. Do you steal from restaurants?
So I don't. My father will, but I worked in restaurants for most of my life. And anytime someone's like, oh, this is a really nice glass, I'll kind of be like, oh, well, I'm going to walk away because I don't care what somebody does with something, but I'm walking away from it. I didn't see anything.
You're a great sir. I bet they tipped you so good. If your server lets you steal, they get 30%.
Well, thank you for giving some insight into the industry.
But I don't think you're a bad person. They might have sold it to you, but I don't think you're a bad person for it.
Thank you for cleansing my conscience.
Have a good day.
day.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, Kennedy.
Yeah.
So you've been throwing a little shade at our listeners who might have a little thievery going on at restaurants.
Well, I just feel like you hit a certain age, you should buy it, right?
Well, I have someone on the line who would like to chat with you.
Who?
It is our good friend, Chef Nick, from the Colonnade Hotel. Good morning, Chef Nick.
Oh, crap.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. What? Why are you calling today?
So I'm loving listening to the stories of people stealing things. So I have a great story.
Oh,
so
I'd love to hear it.
We ran a restaurant called Brasserie Joe in Boston for many years, and it closed in 2018. So a lot of our friends and families come to say goodbye to the restaurant, which is great. So after we closed, my vice president calls me and says, hey, we had a 2.5-foot, 3-foot pig on the wall. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's white. It looks like a golfer. He's like, yeah, where is it? I'm like, oh, it's in the back of the wall. It's not there. Really? So I go and I look and it's gone. I'm like, huh. So all right, now, you know, little to not many people know, we have a lot of cameras in the hotel. So I start looking at the footage. I'm seeing all our friends come and go, happy, all joyous. And then I see two lovely ladies. One won't be named, and one was your co-host, Miss Kennedy, taking this pig, putting it under the table, and then putting it in a big to-go bag, and just walking out nonchalantly with a 2.5-foot pig.
Caught her on the security cam?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, my boss is Lupo. I text Kennedy. All they did was text her a picture of a pig, and I'm like, I want it back.
Hold up. You're giving me crap about a glass. You stole a 2.5-foot pig.
In my defense, the restaurant was closing. We didn't think they needed it anymore. And the amount of money I've spent there, I feel like I earned it. But needless to say, it's still there, right? Is it still in the lobby?
The pig is still in the lobby of the hotel.
So if you'd ever like to see my attempt at thievery.
The Kennedy pig.
At the Kennedy pig that had to go right back.
Did you walk it through the front door and apologize, or did you do it still?
Pretty much had to, yeah. Pretty much had to.
I feel so much better.
Yep.
And every year it comes up in my memories. And so I send a picture to Chef, and I send the picture to my accomplice, and I say, never forget the pig. Well, Chef, I appreciate you calling in and busting my chops a little.
Thank you so much for balancing the scales.
The pleasure's all mine. Have a great day.
All right. Bye, buddy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time!
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, we're calling in the big guns today, the heavy hitters.
What you got?
We're trying to part with Sal's money.
Okay.
Say good morning to Sarah from Norton.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Kennedy. Hi, Dan.
Hi. So, Kennedy, Sarah has beaten you before.
Oh.
And then she came in for Redemption Week, looked you square in the eyes, and beat you again.
Oh, come on. Okay, all right, okay.
So your jersey's in the rafters already.
Well, let's see what we can do.
I try.
All right, Sarah, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
I can. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Same to you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You get $100, which you've done before. Her record is 5,910 wins, 432 losses. You are 2 of those. Are you ready?
I am.
133 years ago today, in 1892, the rules of basketball were first printed in a newspaper in the town where the game was invented. Which Massachusetts city was basketball born in?
Springfield?
A 53-year-old French woman was scammed out of $850,000 by AI photos of Brad Pitt. She thought he loved her and that she was paying for his kidney cancer treatment. Brad Pitt can afford his own kidney cancer treatment. Don't give anybody any money online. Brad Pitt has been married twice. Can you name both of them?
Angelina Jolie. And Juliet Lewis? I don't think that's right, but I'm going to go with that.
Question 3. Gerard Butler says actors were sent to the hospital every single day on the set of 300 saying, you'd be doing a fight, you turn around, and there'd be a guy down with a spear in his eye. In the movie, Butler played Leonidas, king of which ancient Greek city-state?
Oh, geez. Greek City State.
The movie 300.
Yeah.
I need an answer.
I'm going to say Athens. I don't know. Never seen it.
And question number four. When David Schwimmer was 18, he worked as a process server for his mother, who was a divorce lawyer. And one of the people he served with divorce papers was Rod Stewart. Schwimmer played one of O.J. Simpson's lawyers in the FX series American Crime Story. Who'd he play?
Oh, geez. The only one I know is the Kardashian guy. I don't know.
You have a full name instead of the Kardashian guy?
No. I don't.
Fair enough. Question number five. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born today in 1929. What is the name of Dr. King's most famous speech he delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in 1963?
I have a dream.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, that was terrible.
Sarah, you beat her twice. How do you think you did that time?
Not so much.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Sarah, who has vanquished you before.
She has indeed.
Only got 2 out of 5 right this time.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's all right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
133 years ago today in 1892, the rules of basketball were first printed in a newspaper in the town the game was invented. Which Massachusetts city was basketball born in?
Springfield.
That is correct. 1-1. A 53-year-old French woman was scammed out of $850,000 by AI photos of Brad Pitt. She thought he loved her and that she was paying for his kidney cancer treatment.
Makes me so sad. Mm.
Brad Pitt has been married twice. Can you name both of them?
Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie.
That is correct. 2-1. Gerard Butler says actors were sent to the hospital every single day on the set of 300. You'd be doing a fight, you turn around, and a guy's down with a spear in his eye.
Oh, my God.
In the movie, Butler played Leonidas, king of which ancient Greek city-state?
Sparta.
This is Sparta. That is correct. 3-1. When David Schwimmer was 18, he worked as a process server for his mother, who was a divorce lawyer. And one of the people he served with divorce papers was Rod Stewart. That's a fun bar story.
It's a good one.
Schwimmer played one of O.J. Simpson's lawyers in the FX series American Crime Story. Who'd he play?
Robert Kardashian?
That is correct. 4-1.
Darn it.
Question number 5. Yeah, not that Kardashian guy, but you were close. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born today in 1929. What is the name of Dr. King's most famous speech he delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial?
I have a dream.
That is correct. 5-2. Kennedy, redemption is finally yours.
Well, it happens.
You get the win. Sarah, we appreciate you playing.
We
Sorry
do.
You can't go for the Holy Trinity of 3 dubs.
Hey, it's all good. 2 for 2. We'll go again.
Come back again.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy right. before we get out of here?
Yep, my name is Sarah from Norton, and I can't beat Kennedy
this time.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. And the air in the room is just a little bit thicker for this game.
Is it electric?
For this game, it can't be Kennedy.
Yeah?
Because we're playing for $1,000. And you know who could use $1,000, Kennedy?
Who?
Lauren from Boxborough.
Let's go.
Good morning, Lauren.
Hello. Good morning.
Lauren has a 3-month-old at home, so she could definitely use that money for diapers.
Well, you could use a nap is what you could use.
Definitely could use... For
sure. Lauren, could you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Yes. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Kennedy's record on the big board, 5,911 wins, only 432 losses. But she has lost 4 times in the 1K CBK. Maybe you could be lucky number 5.
Oh, man. All right. Hopefully. That would be awesome.
Shaboozy had to postpone his upcoming debut performance at the Grand Ole Opry because of the wildfires in California and the evacuation of his home. He was supposed to perform in honor of this 9 to 5 singer's 79th birthday. Who is she?
I don't know that one.
Okay. Which actress stars as Eleven in Stranger Things?
Millie Bob Brown.
Okay, one more time.
Millie Bob Brown.
And question number three. This country singer just announced he's headlining a show in July at Boston's Fenway Park, which for him is a dream come true. Who is he?
Thomas Rhett.
And question number four. What was the first Pixar film to be nominated for the Best Picture Oscar?
The first Pixar movie?
To be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars.
Inside Out?
And question number five, what's the name of the lead character in The Devil Wears Prada?
Oh, Andy Gray.
You're so close to a couple. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
All right, Lauren, what's the most difficult part about having a three-month-old at home?
Probably that I have a two-and-a-half-year-old as well who is constantly getting sick from daycare.
The most difficult part about having a new kid is the other kid.
That makes sense.
Pretty much.
Be easy if it was just one.
Welcome back,
Kennedy. No, I love them both.
Of course you do. We understand.
Lauren from Boxborough only got one out of five correct.
Oh no!
She was real close to a couple.
Baby, you have pregnancy brain. Just being up and alert with a three-month-old right now, I think you're winning at life.
I was a stickler on one, but it's the one KCBK. I got to be a stickler. Yeah.
All right.
All right, Kennedy. Question number one.
Okay.
Shabuzi had to postpone his upcoming debut performance at the Grand Ole Opry because of the wildfires in California and the evacuation of his home.
I know.
He was supposed to perform in honor of this 9-to-5 singer's 79th birthday. Who is she?
Dolly Parton.
That is correct. 1-0. Which actress stars as 11 in Stranger Things?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yes. 2-0. Millie Bobby Brown. Nobody has ever called her Millie Bob Brown.
Maybe
she's Bob to her friends. You don't know.
You're just missing a syllable. I'm sorry. 2-0. It hurt to do it, but I had to.
I know.
This country singer just announced he's headlining a show in July at Boston's Fenway Park, which for him is a dream come true. Who is he?
Thomas Rhett.
That is correct. 2-1. No, 3-1. Excuse me. What was the first Pixar film to be nominated for the Best Picture Oscar?
Toy Story?
Up.
Oh.
3-1 going into question number five. What was the name of the lead character in The Devil Wears Prada?
Veronica. Veronica Priest? That's not right. Veronica Priest. How close was I?
Andy Sachs.
I was what? Oh, I was thinking of.
You're thinking of Miranda Priestly.
That's who I was thinking of.
3-1. Kennedy gets the win.
Meryl Streep was the star of that show, not Anne Hathaway. I said what I said.
Lauren, unfortunately, we cannot give you $1,000 of Sal's money, even though I would love to. Just hear what he says.
I really appreciate it. I hope you guys have an awesome day. I'm Lauren from Boxborough, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
She was ready. I didn't even have the loser worn up.
Efficient.
Let's get out of here.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.